During this week's session, participants will be given the opportunity to learn traditional weaving techniques, develop fine motor skills, and explore cultural craftsmanship in a fun and supportive environment. Speaking with NBC News, handicraft instructor within the Ministry of Education, Merle Jelliso, said the children have been responding well so far.
Today's the first day. We have 5 children. We hope to have some more come in. I find the children adapt fast. They learn it very fast. I teach them. I told them, do one up, one down, and they must make it into a song. That's what they did, and I find they get you very fast. This is a craft that we find not a lot of people doing it now. And if we could get the smaller children to start doing it, when they grow, they will grow with it and teach others. So I think it's very important for them to learn it. So today they are doing a table mat. I hope to do a nice little bag with them so that they could get it take wherever they want to go. From that material, you could do clutch purse, basket, handbag, table mat, waste paper basket, floor mat, coasters, anything you want to do with it, you can put your mind to it.
Ms. Jelliso, who has been involved in creating craft for many years, said there is a lack of interest among young people.
Some of them might be interested in doing it, but they don't want to clean the straw because it has a lot of thorn on it. And they keep complaining, oh, they catch a chicken up their hand and so forth. So with these children here, no, we do it for them because they are very small. We don't want them to get damaged because this thing cut, and they cut very bad as well. But the interest is not really there. So I hope that more of this class could go down and a lot of people could know about them and come and learn so the skills could continue. A skill is very important to have because sometimes you might not find a job with the education you have, but then if you have a skill, you could able to use it to make an income for yourself, because you might be searching for a very long time to get a job. You go to school, you come back, you learn accountants, but to get in an accountant firm, it might be so difficult. But then if you have a skill, you could just put that to use until you get into the firm.
Handicraft instructor within the Ministry of Education at the Division of Continuing Education, Merle Jelliso, and some of the participants at the workshop expressed how they felt about their first day.
My name is Lanel Hector. I'm here to make a mat to eat my lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
My name is Aziza Peters. I am 8 years old. We are making a mat to eat our lunch and food and snacks on. It's very fun.
I'm making a basket to put food in for my mom. My first day has been very good.
My name is Anaya John. I am 6 years old. I am making a mat to put on my table.
The voices of participants in the table mat weaving workshop organized by the Department of Culture. Facilitator and teacher for art and action class, Yvonne Lohmann, said she's enjoying the session.
Today is the first day of this session. I enjoy it a lot with the kids, especially those at this weaving class, because they are learning very fast, faster than we can even think. The manning class session was also good with the painting. This one is more faster. And so normally the weaving class is a class that makes basket, it make purse, it make table mat, coaster, whatever you think you can make. It's very important to learn a skill because sometimes you may not get a job because everybody cannot get a job with government. But you can be self-employed, you can do something for yourself. When you finish making it, you can go anywhere by the roadside and get it. So you're making the same dollar as if you are being employed.
Facilitator and teacher at the Art and Action class, Yvonne Lohmann. I'm Johnny Pistraker with today's special report.